My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Who's the next Lions player to get all that love? Sam LaPorta is getting it right now. Wonder who's the next Lions player is going to get all that love. From Hellborn, Elf Child says, got to be J-Mo. He's going to get the ball way more. Yeah, I expect him to get the ball plenty and get an opportunity to show himself as to being the first-round receiver that he was. The guy we saw at Alabama who was dynamic. Love to see that. I could definitely see him being that guy. For Kang, it's the running back, Jahmyr Gibbs. For me, it's the defensive end, Aiden Hutchinson. I just think, look at these two players on both sides of the ball. You know, with Gibbs coming off his rookie season, like LaPorta, you're expecting more from his second year. And for me, looking at Hutchinson, growth from first year to second year with 9.5 quarterback sacks to 11.5, I think this is the year that he can step up his game and jump up into that upper echelon of pass rushers.
So, obviously, the Lions have another really good running back in David Montgomery. I think his touches actually go down this year and Gibbs gets a bit more, because that's what would hold Gibbs back from getting all the numbers, you know, from maybe being an offensive player of the year. I think Montgomery, he carves out a nice role to, like, maybe, you know, finish out games, finish out drives, goal line, of course. But I think the most and the majority of touches are going to go to Gibbs in that backfield. I just think he's just too versatile and he can do so much, especially coming into his second year. You know, as a rookie, you do want to ease him into it. You have Montgomery, their vet, who shows him how to be a pro before he even hit the field. And then when they hit the field, he shows him how to hit the holes and things like that. Be patient. But I think coming into year two, I think Gibbs is really poised to put up some huge numbers.
Yeah, and we'll see what role Sione Vaki plays on this team, if he's going to take some reps away or some scoring opportunities. But I'm excited about what they can do, and just having more depth there means that you have more meaningful plays, you know, because more well-rested. 248-539-9797, the telephone number. Let's go to the phones. Stan is in Southfield. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Stan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. You know, we had three rookies last year, and any of them could be that guy, but I'm going with Jack Campbell.
Oh,
because I think Jack Campbell, after the learning curve and then the off season, he's going to be lights out on the defense. And they're going to be like, oh, man, where did this guy come from? And it's going to be Jack Campbell to me. I mean, Aaron Glenn's already singing the praises.
Yeah, I'm not going to dissuade you at all. I mean, Jack Campbell is a guy last year I thought was going to have more of an impact as a rookie. And he had plenty of impact. He had 95 tackles, second on the team only to Alex Anzalone. But I thought it was going to be a more productive season than that. And now this year, his second year, Yeah, Moore should be on his plate. He should be a lot more comfortable with it. Everybody's talking and praising him for the work he's put in and how good he looked at the mini camp that they had, and can't wait to get things going. And he just got married.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm telling you, after last season and the difference between the learning curve and this season, because, you know, he made rookie mistakes last year, but this upcoming season, lights out. Jack Campbell, he'll lead the team, especially if he's the Mike linebacker, like they said, he's going to be.
I like it, Stan. Thank you very much. You know, Kang, plus, now that he's married and doesn't have Doug hanging on his leg the whole time, it should free him up.
I thought Doug sounded different when he called in right there. I thought that was like, Doug, wow, on vacation, Doug sounds different than,
sound different.
Studio Doug.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think we can all agree that would have been Doug's pick, right? Jack Campbell. And that's a good call. You know, just being in the league for a year or two helps a lot with just transitioning from college to pros. It's a different sport almost, you know, with the calls. That's why the best college players don't necessarily translate to the best professional players, because it's a different type of game, different speed. Depends on what system you go to as well. But I think Jack Campbell, his RAS score that Doug raves about all the time, was off the charts. If he can just, you know, mentally get, you know, the checks down and reading a defense and then calls, Anzalone's the perfect guy to mentor him. And, you know, if he has to take over at some point or just play alongside him, I think Jack Campbell's, he's due for a big year.
I got some ticket texts coming in on this. I think nationally, Aiden Hutchinson is already considered a superstar. Detroit just needs to get on board. DJ at work. I don't think they think that way of him nationally because there's too many guys ahead of him. I think he's at best in that second tier, and it's not a bad place to be. And don't get me wrong, I like Aiden Hutchinson a lot. He's the guy I think is going to get the love. I think he's going to benefit from so much that should help him out this year. A better secondary. A better coach. They got a dedicated, you know, pass rush guru, I guess. The fact that he's wisened up now, he's in his third year in the league, that he's got hopefully steady compliments on the outside, on the other side of him with James Houston and Marcus Davenport, that these guys can stay healthy and provide a presence on the other side. I think all that is going to play in his favor, and you're going to see a sack total jump from 11.5, hopefully up to, you know, north of 15. You know, be a sack a game kind of guy. He got a ton of pressure on the quarterback last year. But when you look at the pressure rate compared to how many times he actually sacked the quarterback, it's not the sack rate isn't as high as it should be. So I think that's going to change. For me, it's going to be Jameson Williams. I think they're going to cut him loose and he's going to come out of the gates on fire. I expect a monster season from him. It's going to be exciting to watch. So buckle up. That's from Martin and Walled Lake. Yeah, J-Mo's a guy who can definitely give more, and that's the guy that's getting all the hype and all the love from the Lions right now, from the organization. They're talking glowingly of his work ethic and how he has looked in practices. Gibbs is Run CMC Jr. I don't think he's the same back as Christian McCaffrey. I think they do similar things. They're both weapons out of the backfield in the passing game and as a running back, but Christian McCaffrey is asked to carry a larger burden because he doesn't have that running mate like Gibbs does.
A heavier load for sure. And I think you still use David Montgomery to help Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I think Gibbs gets more than he did last year.
I got some more streak text coming in. I ate a cherry pie each week for approximately 2 years. Didn't really keep track at the time. Baker Square cherry pie, proud member of the frequent pie club.
Like a whole pie, you think, or like a slice of pie?
He ate a cherry pie each week.
Oh, so it took him a week to finish it.
Takes him a week to take it down. Yeah, to do it every day. Good God. That'd be, or once, eat a whole pie in one sitting.
No, that's too much.
Every week would be a lot.
Cherry pie. I mean, I like pie. I like cherry pie. Only cherry pie? He didn't want to switch up. Baker Square used to have a bunch of good pies.
I know.
You
apples? You got no love for Dutch apple? Got no love for banana cream?
Even if you want to go away from the fruit, French silk.
I love French silk pie. That's great.
Yeah.
Come on.
He likes cherry. He
likes cherry pie. It happens. So my older sister's friends had a streak of hanging out every day for 44 days. Me and my buddy tried to beat it in sixth grade. We made it about 30 days and got sick of each other. I haven't talked to him since, and it's been 20 years.
That sounds like something you and your friends would do, Gator.
That's a better streak going 20 years without talking to the guy. What? We try to hang out?
No,
every?
Not talking for 20 years might be easier than hanging out every day for, what was it? How many? 66 days? Or?
His sister and her friends hung out for 44 days. Okay. He and his buddies made it 30 days. And then they got
when you're a kid, you can do stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Summertime?
Yeah. Gator, come over. Let's play some video games.
Right. I was saying,
ride bikes.
I was walking Lois last night and coming up on the street, and I saw there were like five kids who were playing soccer in the front yard and different ages, but I would guess somewhere between the range of 8 and 12, and had a couple different nets set up. And it took me back to when I was a kid in the summertime and how different it was, because we would always, with the kids in the neighborhood, would just come together and we'd play like baseball in somebody's backyard, or we'd get together, we'd play a football game in somebody's backyard. And if we needed more players, we would go door to door where we knew the kids lived, and we knock on the door and the kids, yeah, come on, we're going to play the head game. Okay, sounds great. I'll be there in a little bit. And how you can't do that today.
It's so different.
You can't knock on somebody's door today. God forbid you ring a doorbell.
Well, they're going to see you coming with the ring or the nest.
You're on the Nextdoor app, and that next thing you know, your face is plastered all over the app. And has anybody seen this kid walking in the neighborhood?
Yeah, he's asking for kids
to
play with.
He's looking for other kids.
I know, right? What a psycho. What is this? Call the cops.
I get more enjoyment out of reading the stories on the app.
Oh, they're fantastic.
The dumbest stuff. Oh, somebody rang my doorbell. Yeah.
Probably want to see if you're home or not.
Anybody know what this is about? Why don't you answer the door?
No one does that anymore, Gator.
Yeah, no, nobody does that anymore. Anyway, but that's the thing, though. As a kid in the summertime, that's all you wanted to do was hang out every day and just run around.
30 days in a row. I mean, first of all, I don't know if this was during the school year or in the summertime. Because summertime, you could pull that off easier as long as neither one of you had like a family vacation.
Right, the thing that's going to throw a monkey wrench in it.
We're going up north, we're going to Florida, whatever. If you're not going anywhere in the summer.
Playing travel baseball.
You can't see your buddies every day in the summer. I mean, that's what it's for.
That's what you want. 30 days and they were done? And then you haven't talked to each other since? We got sick.
That must have been a rough 30 days.
We made it about 30 days and got sick of each other. I haven't talked to him since. It's been 20 years. Unnamed texter. I'll say this. Unnamed texter, if that was your text, maybe reach out. Hey, pal, what's up? Been a long time. It was just funny. I was talking about this on the send a text on the radio that we were talking about, you know, long streaks. Remember when we tried to hang out every day for the last about 30 years? Yeah, and then you stopped talking to each other.
Something
we're talking 20 years. Right. Something must have happened. And what happened in those 30 days? We got sick of each other. Yeah, but why?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Wondering about that. 248-539-9797. Casey is next up here. 97 on the ticket. Hey, Casey.
Hey, guys. So, breakout candidate, it's got to be J-Mo. with the aforementioned Laporta and obviously Amon-Ra getting all of that, attention over the middle. And just looking at him in that NFC title game, having kind of a breakout game and just kind of following this summer. I mean, he's starting to, I mean, he's not putting on weight, but like when we drafted him, it looked like a stiff breeze could blow him over, but he's definitely looking more solid. Like that play on the end of round where he's, running not through tackles, but.
Well, he did. They grabbed his jersey. Yeah. He ran right through it.
So, I mean, he's got all of the talent there. He's going to get the snaps that he wasn't getting last year because Reynolds is gone. I mean, it's all there for him to take advantage of it. So, and if he does, look out, because between him, Gibbs, Laporta, Amon-Ra, I mean, that offensive line,
that's
what has to happen.
And
to
thanks
really
for,
put this thing over the top.
Thanks for the call, Casey. I mean, when you have elite speed like that, and you can see how different teams are able to harness that talent, that just God-given ability to run, whether it's Tyreek Hill or whomever, they're difference makers. You give the quarterback enough time, that guy's going to get open. You can't cover him all over the field. The receiver has the advantage. He knows where he's going. The defender has to react. And they can't react because they don't have that kind of speed. It's just a matter of time. And this is the year. He's entering his third season in the National Football League. Obviously, he didn't play much in the first year because of the injury. Played way at the end. And, this past season had the suspension and in and out of the lineup a little bit. But this is the year. And everybody says he's put in the work and he looks great and getting the confidence of the quarterback that he's, Jared Goff has come on this show and talked about how he's feeling more confident every day throwing the ball to him. And he's earned it. He's earning that confidence. He's earning that respect. Can't wait to see him play. We were what? 22 days away from the start of training camp, I think. Can't wait. It's going to be great. 97.1, the ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.